Say hello to our next contestants, Kyle Druding and Rose Hollinshead. You're both very accomplished people in life. But Rose, I'd like to know, if you lived in the 1700s, what job do you think you'd be best suited for?
Well, in the 1700s, especially the guys, they got to wear a lot of cool wigs, at least in this country, so I would be a wig maker. I really think now it would be awesome if people could just wear wigs and it wouldn't be sort of looked upon as odd.
Smart Rose. How about you, Kyle?
I'd say an English marquis. So you're an English nobility, so you have a pretty comfortable lifestyle and you get to do what you want, but you're not so high up in the order that someone's going to behead you in like a glorious revolution.
So can you apply for that job, or do you...
Yeah, through your parents.
Yeah, through your parents. Very good. It's time for another installment of that Ask Me Another classic, This, That, or the Other. So we're going to give you the name of something, and all you have to do is tell us which of three categories it belongs to. And today's categories are cocktails, pro wrestling moves, and old-timey occupations. Rose, we'll start with you. Porch crawler.
That would be wrestling.
That's a good wrestling move, but I'm sorry, it's a cocktail.
Oh,
yeah.
Darn.
It's what the college students do when they just throw everything together. Kyle, knock her up. That is two words, knocker dash up.
Say a cocktail.
I know so much about you right now. No, it's an old-timey occupation. It is the person that would go around before alarm clocks and would literally knock on your door. That was your wake-up call. Rose, back to you. Savoy corpse reviver.
Now, I know that's a cocktail.
Oh, do you?
Because I like a corpse reviver.
You'd like a corpse. Mm-hmm. Very good. That is correct. Kyle, how about Argentine facebuster?
I hope that's a wrestling move.
It is a wrestling move. Yes, that is correct. But it's exactly how it sounds. You smash your opponent's face into the mat while quoting from 100 Years of Solitude. Rose, angry German.
I'm going to say it's a cocktail.
Other than being redundant, it is a cocktail.
Yes.
Kyle, wrinkle chaser.
Sounds like an occupation.
It is an occupation, yes. What kind of occupation do you think?
Chase old people.
Chase old people.
Yeah, somebody has to, right? Yeah, hey, Roger. Yeah, they're back again. Can you get by before Friday?
That's a great idea. It's actually someone who works in the garment business that is taking ironing the wrinkles out of fabrics.
They probably chase old people in their spare time.
They do. This is your last set of questions. Rose, resurrectionist.
I'm going to say it's an old-timey occupation.
I'm going to say you're correct. Yes. It is a polite term for a grave robber. All right, Kyle. Shining wizard.
Cocktail?
The best cocktail idea of all time. No, it's a wrestling move. But if it was a cocktail, I think it would be like, what, half gin and half Gandalf or something like that? Delicious. All right, Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
It was a very close game, but Rose, congratulations, you're moving on to our final round.
If you've got trivia in a headlock, you should be on our show. Just send us an email at askmeanother@npr.org and take our contestant quiz. We'll see if you have what it takes to withstand our brainbusters on stage or over the phone. And if you heard an interesting piece of trivia this week, who cares if it's true? We'll figure it out. Just send it to us on Facebook or Twitter. Just look around for NPR Ask Me Another. Coming up, we'll put Mountain Goat singer John Darnielle in the puzzle hot seat in the cheeriest game about death metal music ever. So stay tuned. This is Ask Me Another from NPR.